hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, a special edition of the show this week, because next week I'm going to be just gushing about a trip to Australia and New Zealand. You're not going to want to miss it. But in the meantime, we're going to do a special edition of the show, kind of pre-recorded a little bit, catching up with some old friends of mine, one in particular being my favorite author in the diving community. That would be, of course, Mr. Eric Douglas. Check out his website, booksbyeric.com. But not only is Eric a great author and has the Mike Scott series, and we got to talk about that, but he just crossed another big milestone that we kind of share in common. Is that not right, Eric? Did I describe that properly, or what do you think?
I think that's pretty fair. Yeah. I think I was about 6 months ahead of you, but yeah, we've both been down the same road.
Yes. So, you know, about 10 years ago, this year, right, for you, you had a five-way...
10 years ago this winter.
Five-way heart bypass. And, you know, it was obviously a traumatic thing for Eric. And I remember it vividly, not just because it was my good friend that we had dove with, and, you know, we get this news that Eric's having some issues and he has this bypass surgery, and we start talking, and being the author he is, he's like, look, I'm documenting my journey. I'm going to write a book about this because, I had a five-way bypass, and I'm going to document my journey back to scuba diving, which you did. So we had him on the show. And we talked about it. And lo and behold, shortly thereafter, literally within, I think, a week or two, I go in for a standard stress test, and I failed it miserably.
You know, Greg, you should have studied, but
yeah. It was now, not, you know, ideal for me.
It was not ideal. Yeah. You were about to take off on a big trip.
Yeah.
And suddenly the brakes got pumped on that. But no, you know, that's it. You're exactly right. I believe me, it was fully unwelcome news for me. And, you know, I used to teach people to teach people to teach people how to do CPR and first aid and all that kind of thing.
Right.
And, I've written the words that denial is a symptom, a potential symptom of heart issues. Right. Thousands of times I've literally written those phrases, and I still denied it myself. Went in for a stress test. I was sure it was something else. I was sure it was reflux or something. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't come home for 9 days. I mean, literally, the doctor took me straight from the cardiac stress test and admitted me to the hospital. And quintuple bypass later, I was back on the streets.
Yes, and you know, and it was a crazy story. And like I said, he documented it and he wrote a book. What's the name of that book? If they want to check this out and get it on your website,
Heart Survivor.
Heart Survivor at booksbyeric.com. You can look it up right there. Right. And, I think you covered, several scenarios, not just your own, other people's journey kind of thing. Right.
I ended up polling about 100. I just threw some online stuff. I polled or surveyed about 100 other people who've had, heart surgery, not just divers, but just people in general, about what it took to get through the process, about what about what it took to recover and get back to full speed. Mm-hmm. As you know, I've worked in the industry a long time, so I knew what I needed to do to get back, or the kind of the levels I had to hit to get back to be diving status.
Right.
And I set out as soon as I got home from the hospital to, I still remember that first 3 minute long walk on a treadmill that nearly killed me, but I started pushing it to get back to diving status.
Yeah. Well, you set a goal and you achieved it and you wrote about it. And that's what we covered on the show. I mean, when you ever get, you know, whenever that happens, you know, whether it's a heart issue or cancer or whatever, you know, as a scuba diver, especially if you've been doing it professionally, like Eric had been doing for many years with Divers Alert Network before, you know, like I said, he was writing all the health issues and things and books and stuff for them for a while. And or myself. I mean, you know, we've been doing it for years. And when something like that pops up, it's like, well, okay, is my diving career done? And that's kind of what we were talking about on Scuba Radio when this happened to him. And he walked us through the whole process, and he was making amazing progress. And, like, you know, it was very inspiring to know that you go through a five-way bypass and, you know, that's not the end of your diving career if you so choose. It's very doable to kind of work your way back, but you want to do it carefully. You want to, you know, monitor everything properly, make sure you're not asking for more trouble down the road. And we talked about the process and the fact that, you know, it wasn't the end of his diving career on Scuba Radio. And lo and behold, like I said, a few weeks later, I don't even know if it was a month, but literally I went in for a standard stress test for the same reason. I was having some acid reflux issues, and they just wanted to run a scope have a stress test before they ran a scope down my stomach and to look at stuff, right? And didn't
That's
think
exactly yeah,
didn't
where
think
I was.
Anything about it. And sure enough, I got pulled off the treadmill and put into the hospital immediately, just like Eric. You know, things happen for a reason. And I look back on this for me, you know, I'm coming up on year number 9. I guess it's Eric's 10th.
No. I just passed 10.
You passed. So it's 10 for me. That's right. Cause it was 16. That's right.
Yep.
Well, I'm right behind
this
you.
This summer will be 10 years for you too, pal.
Oh, geez. Still here though. But
still
because
here, still kicking.
We had that conversation on Scuba Radio about Eric's journey back to diving. It really made the mystery of, oh, what's next? It kind of took that away from me, because I was like, hey, we were just talking about this last week on Scuba Radio with Eric Douglas, and he did this, this, and this. I was like, well, I know what I got to do now. They're going to put me in the hospital. They're going to do surgery. You know, I'm probably going to be out of commission for a few months, but I can definitely get back to diving. And it just settled me. You know what I mean? That's why I say, you know, well, you're spiritual, or, you know, it's a God thing or whatever. It's just meant to be. I mean, that whole process for me personally put me at ease. Whether otherwise, I think I would have been freaking out and crying like a little girl. So, you know, it ain't, things happen for a reason. So we share that, or I share that at least. I don't want to speak for Eric, but
no, absolutely.
Yeah, you share that because you want to take you want to pay it forward to people that might find themselves in that situation and they think they've lost all hope, and that's just not the case at all. And here we are, 10 years later. Look at us.
Well, don't look too closely, but look at us.
Right.
You know, and I've heard from a number of people who I still remember getting an email from somebody who said that they had gotten the diagnosis earlier in the day that they were due for, you know, they were going to have bypass surgery. They went online, downloaded my book, and immediately read it while they were sitting in their hospital bed waiting on surgery.
Right.
And said much the same thing. Yeah. That, you know, that they appreciated it, that it really put them at ease, and they knew where things were going to go. And that's one of the best reviews I've ever gotten in my life for a
Absolutely.
Book. You know, really, really made me feel great.
Yeah, and I got a few of those at the DEMA show the following year. And, you know, it is, it's nice. But it's just about paying it forward a little bit. And
sure.
We're still here. You can do it. If it happens to you, just don't lose hope. All right, we got more coming up with Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.